Easter Saturday at Oakbank, with not fit for discussion on air, some of the things that Nadia Horn might have got up to at Oakbank over the Easter period, but she can find some winners for us this morning. Good morning, Nards.
Good morning, Warren. How are you?
Very well. Oakbank at Easter evokes some memories for you as a proud South Australian.
Oh, look, it's been a massive tradition for a lot of South Australians. Of course, there's been a real big change to the format this year, and they don't get the crowd sizes what they did, and also, of course, this year, because of COVID, it's a little different where people are restricted to certain areas around the track. But still, it's a tradition in South Australia, and when you have a look at the old days going back, you know, growing up, when they used to get 100,000 plus over the weekend, it's definitely got a great history behind it.
We need your local knowledge to help us build a bank today. How do we do it?
I think we can kick off in race two. There's a horse here called Reynolds who is having its first start for Michael Hickmont. He's engaged Jess Eaton to ride here today. And this is a former Hong Kong galloper who obviously went around way too brave in Hong Kong and simply didn't measure up. But you'd feel that its form there is far superior to win this battle of bulk here today. Look, it was a horse who was previously prepared in England and then obviously because of the ability it showed early on in its career, it was sold to Hong Kong and, you know, didn't live up to expectations. But still, we haven't seen a trial or a jump out with it, and I suppose that's a little query, but as we know, the stable have got a good knack on their horses, and I would say they've got this horse primed to win here first up. So I'm keen on Reynolds in race two, number three. The other horse we like comes up in race four. Look, I do think that this market's a little wrong, and it's starting to regulate itself a little bit. I do think that number six, Star Ace, is well over the odds still at the 440. Look, they were betting $5 yesterday, and the horse has been back since. It's got a great record first up, and it's also got a liking for this track where we've seen it being a winner here previously. At the better price, I'd much rather have something on Star Ace than some of the others that are shorter quotes, so that's race four, number six. And I thought the value on the program came up in the feature, the Hills Railway on the flat, where before Tequila Time, look, I know he was a little disappointing last time out, but I'm prepared to forgive him for that one run. He was up to the 1250. He's obviously been freshened back to the 1100. His best figures are definitely good enough to win this, and he is racing well prior to that last start blemish. So at $9, I'm going to spec him each way. So the three horses we like, Warren, race two, the three, race four, the six, and race seven, number four. And if you're taking a quaddie, we'll go 1, 2, 3, 5, the first leg, 4, 6, 7, and 14 in the second, 2, 3, 5, 8, and 10 in the third leg, and come home with runners 6, 9, and 16.
Great work, Nards. Enjoy your Easter Saturday.